Alright, my name is Garrett. I'm an addict. Alright, so I'm just going to come straight with it that I'm a little raw today. I'm sweating my ass off. I've cried 3 times today already listening to people give leads. That's just where I'm at. I cried over a gentleman sharing about losing his dog. I cried about a gentleman talking about his daughters writing a letter to him being their hero. Their dad is their hero. And I cried later on when my good friend was speaking at the main speaker. It's just where I'm at today, man. Like, when the topic came up of prayer and meditation, like, before I came down here, I went to my car with a basic text, and I was like, I'm going to memorize a few lines. I'm going to drop some knowledge on these people, and they're going to be like, man, this dude really knows what he's talking about. I read about 2 lines. I'm like, man, forget this. Like, I prayed in my car. I prayed for God's will. I prayed for the courage. So I have a good friend that talks about praying for the courage. And that's something I can really get with today in my life. And I'm gonna share where, not necessarily where I'm at, but what's going on in my life, because how it relates to where I'm at with my prayer and my meditation. Let me start by saying this. There's the one line that always does stick out to me, and I always do remember, is, you know, the conscious contact we talk about in the 11th step is an absolute direct result from working the other 10 steps, you know, the steps before that. And I firmly believe that, because when I got clean, like, I could understand go to meetings. I can understand getting a sponsor. I can understand working the steps. I can understand the fellowship. I couldn't understand praying. I couldn't wrap my head around why I needed to pray. It wasn't going to work for me. And that took me out 1 or 2 times, you know, like, I just couldn't get with the prayer thing. And I heard someone share earlier today about, you know, I'm on my 3rd sponsor now, and I'm forever grateful for the first 2 men that were sponsors in my life, because the first guy, I would talk to him about, I'm so afraid to pray. I don't know what to do. I'm not getting on my knees. Do not ask me to get on my knees. And let me say this, man, I'm a blank slate. I didn't go to Catholic school. My parents, hippie-ass, atheists, whatever you want to call them, no talk of religion, God, spirituality, anything. So I was a blank slate coming in here. And it just freaked me out to talk about God, talk about prayer. So my very first prayer was a serenity prayer. That was it, man. Like, I could say that. At least it came out of me. I'd say a prayer. So work some more steps. The 3rd step prayer, I could get with that. It was nice and to the point. But there was no sincerity behind it. It was just me saying a 3rd step prayer to make myself... You know, I was famous for this. I'm not famous, but... The Just for Today reading, I'd always, like, read a little synopsis at the bottom. And felt like I did enough from, you know, reading the Just for Today. I never read what the text of it was. I would just read that little synopsis at the bottom and be like, at least I read it just for today. That's how I was with the 3rd step prayer. Like, I would say it, but there was no thought behind it. There was no feeling behind it. I wasn't connecting with anything. And I firmly believe my process was, like, I had to get through some other steps to get to a point where I wanted to seek out a God of my understanding. It didn't come overnight. It didn't happen. I didn't come in here and... You guys were my higher power, man. You guys were my higher power. You guided me in what to do in my life, and... But I'm so grateful, man. I'm just overcome with gratitude. I'm probably going to be all over the place, and I'm probably going to cry at some point. I'm just putting that out there now, because I was walking back. I took a walk this afternoon by myself, and I came across a guy who is a friend of mine, and he just looked down, and we were talking. And I said, you know, he explained a lot what was going on with himself, and I said, you know, where's your gratitude at, man? Let's talk about some gratitude. He's like, yeah, I don't really have any today. I'm like, all right, let's just take a pause here. Look around you, man. You're in the woods with, like, we'll say, well, I don't know how many people are here, 300 people. In the woods with 300 addicts who aren't robbing, stealing, shooting dope, lying, cheating, eating and sharing food and fellowshipping. Like, what? If you can't find some gratitude in that, man, we need to have a deeper talk. We need to go ahead and we'll go take a ride somewhere and really talk this out. Because I come to a retreat like this, man, and the gratitude overwhelms me. Like, I am, like, blown away by the people that I meet here, and, like, so where I'm at in my life is, I have a sponsor that always talks about walking through the fear, embrace the fear, push through the fear. You know, I found, like, my dad's dying, basically. He's about a year to live, we'll say. And I worked through some stuff with my dad. I made my amends to him. I wrote about him in my 4th step. I made some amends, and I thought things were cool. You know, things were good. Never had a relationship with a man growing up, and it was important to me to figure out some common ground we could talk about. We got to that relationship where we could once a month, maybe once a week, talk about, hey, did you see the Pirates win? Preface this, I don't give a shit about the Pirates. But it was something I could talk to my dad about. So I'll be, yeah, Buccos, doing great. Don't really care. But like, so when I found out he was diagnosed and it was going down, man, it hit me like, it crushed me. And what you guys taught me to do, the first thing I did is call my sponsor and I told on it. I said what was going on, because I knew if I didn't talk to him immediately, my move is to just retreat and say everything's okay and just deal with it and internalize it, and I'll deal with it later and I'll talk about it later. And that's that addict using behavior that I really don't want to be a part of today. So I put it out there to him, knowing that I'm going to have to talk about this with him. I'm going to hold myself accountable. And the thing is, man, like, the first thing he said to me is, do not forget about prayer and meditation. Do not forget about it. And I could go on and on about how I meditate, how I pray. None of that matters, man. It's my own process. Like, it's a very personal thing to me, how, you know. It's not something I share about in meetings, like I meditated for a half hour on this or I prayed about it. It just doesn't matter to me how you pray, what you pray to, where you pray at, how you do it. There's got to be some type of connection. There's got to be some type of plugging into what we're doing here. One of my favorite quotes, and it's not even a quote, it's just a theory that this lady wrote, and it's about, there's this energy that's always going on around us. And like, I find my energy and my higher power through you guys. And the lady was saying, like, we're all like, just picture us as like a lamp, right? And in order to work as a lamp, you got to be plugged into that energy that's going on. And the only way I know how to do that is through Narcotics Anonymous. And the only way I know how to really plug into that is through prayer and meditation and the God of my understanding. I don't know what my God of my understanding is. I have God of my whatever it is, it's working for me. Because going back to my dad, the reason I brought that up is kind of my reference point. Is because where I'm at, and when I was saying I'm raw, that's where I'm at with it. Is it brought up some feelings that I am not okay with. You know, it's on a much deeper level than I ever thought it was. And every ounce of my body, every fiber of me wants to run and hide from it. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to have any deep, meaningful conversations with this man. So I started praying about it. Like, a sincere prayer about it. And I started listening for the answer. And I started feeling the answer. And the answer was, put yourself out there and do your part in this. And without going into too much detail, it's just unfolding in this beautiful thing that scares me. It makes me want to cringe. It gives me like the butterflies in my stomach when I think about it. But I know it's the right thing because my spirit tells me it's the right thing. Because you guys tell me it's the right thing. It was in the wintertime, and I went to visit him in the hospital, and I had this moment, like, I went there and I could see like him laying in the bed there, but he was hooked up to some machines and he really wasn't conscious. And I was like, man, I could just say I was there. He would never know I was there. And the only thing I know to do is just pray for the courage to go ahead and walk through that door and talk to him. That's all I know how to do. And I feel about this big, and I feel like a little kid that I'm going to be rejected and all these feelings come up. But man, from coming to meetings for a little while, I've seen some people go through some stuff around here. I've seen some people go through some stuff that my problems pale in comparison to what's going on. And they stay clean and they talk about it and they hold themselves with dignity and grace and they keep it moving forward and they don't look back and they don't poor me and they don't play the victim. So you guys help me with that. You guys are like a good friend of mine again says, I take you guys with me everywhere I go. When I walk through that hospital door to see my father, I took the God of my understanding with me, but I took you guys with me too. I wasn't alone there. You know what I mean? As alone as I feel, like, I tap into what we do here and I feel it, you know, and I don't know how to describe it. I don't know how to put it into some tangible thing and that's how I was early in recovery. I wanted to know what this meant. What did prayer mean? What did meditation mean? I don't know what it means. I know when I'm not doing it, I'm not nearly as centered as I need to be. And the other thing I've learned through it is, like, it's not a band-aid for me. Like, I can't pray when things get bad. I can't pray when things are going not my way. It has to be a consistent, honest, sincere, consistent effort in my life to maintain this conscious contact. No, I'll take you back, man. When I was, and this is a true story. When I was at the end of my road, pretty much homeless, living in a crappy little house, the last thing I had left were these books. Not a basic text. I had a whole shitload of books about meditation and prayer and Buddhism, Hinduism, Eastern religion, all this stuff, man. I thought I was like the most far out, well-educated dope fiend there was. You know, I could talk to you about, yeah, man, like Four Noble Truths and all, just all this stuff that had no bearing on anything. And when I got clean, that didn't go away. And when I got clean, I was proud I kept those books. And I still have them on my shelf today. And it's like, you might as well give me a manual on how to change a transmission. It's the same difference. Like, it means nothing to me without some application in my life. It's just a bunch of, it's just like the basic text. You know, when I relapsed and I had that basic text, I ended up throwing the basic text away because that blue color just stood out to me on the shelf and I couldn't deal with it. But I kept those books on meditation because, like, man, I would love to tell you how to meditate, how to tap into this energy we got going on in our lives. And it was just a bunch of bullshit. It just really was, you know. And I got clean and, like, I was ready for step 11, like, right off the bat. Like, I was good. I'm ready to make some amends, and let's just talk about meditation. And I really thought, man, like, with, like, a year clean, I was going to be, like, that dude in NA. Like, man, that Garrett has got it all figured out, dude. Look at him. He is so peaceful and serene, and he can tap into, he knows how to meditate, the proper physical technique of meditation. It's just such bullshit. It is. Because what I had to do was go through all those other steps to get to a place where meditation had any benefit to me. You know, I had 2 years clean, I sat down to try to meditate. And it was literally like a Pink Floyd light show going off in my head. All these thoughts going on of like what I did here, what I did there. You know what I did? I wrote a fucking four step and I worked through some of that. Next time I try to meditate, it goes down a little bit because some of that stuff is gone. And like I get to step 11 and like my sponsor used to say, man, that's where the juice is. You're going to find some... You're going to find a next level that you don't even know exists in Narcotics Anonymous. And like, yeah, man, I'm so ready for that. I'm so ready for that. And it, damn if you didn't keep me on step 10 for like a year. I'm like, man, I'm ready to get to that juice step, man. What's going on with that? And I had to have faith in the process that this dude knew what he was doing. I wasn't ready for it, you know? And it's always going to be, and I'm not saying by any means have I arrived at some place where I'm in complete nirvana when I meditate. But I've learned that when I sit down, when I pray, a sincere prayer, when I sit down and it goes out there, when I meditate and I feel what's coming on, it's okay to let it flow out of me. You know, it's okay that some crazy thoughts come up because I can just brush those away. We can get to that. I'll call my sponsor. We'll talk about that. It can come in any way, shape, or form, and it doesn't have to scare me anymore because that's what it was. Like, I was afraid to tap into what was going on inside me. You know, I could look the part, I could have all the books on the shelf, I could talk to you about it, but just like when, I'm sure we all know that one guy that like can quote every line from the basic text, but like, dude, you are not living this thing, you know what I mean, like you, and that was me, like I would talk to you about meditation, I would talk to you about prayer, but I wasn't doing it myself, I was getting absolutely no benefit from it, it was just going through the motions. And so what this process has taught me, man, is like, it has to be, for me, a sincere effort, a daily effort, sometimes multiple times a day effort, without expectation. There cannot be an expectation when I pray and then I meditate, this is going to happen. And that's so hard for me, and that's where I'm at in my life right now, is not attaching labels onto things. And it's hard for me to do. Like, I want to say this is, like, the last time I had a visit with my dad, it went really, really good. I mean, we finally had the talk where I was crying, he was crying, we connected on a level that I've never connected with that man before, and it scared the fucking shit out of me. But I did it, and I've grown through it. But it's like, it just had to be that way. I don't know if it's making any sense to anyone, but it just had to be when it happened. I couldn't force it. And, yeah. Wow, I'm sorry. This, but I don't know if anybody saw Eric speaking about this isn't his bag. This is my bag. Being out in nature, being connected, like sitting in front of a fire. This is amazing. I strongly encourage anyone, take a minute to yourself tonight and just look up at that sky. I find the most beautiful things in nature, man. And like that's I'll tell you why. I go into nature. There's nothing coming at me. There's no advertisements. There's no, you need to think this way, look this way, do this. It's just there. And that's kind of like how I have to apply my prayer and meditation. It's just there. And it works. And I don't want to know why. So if I knew why, it wouldn't have as much value to me. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things, man. It's just like, I couldn't wait to get there. And now that I'm there, it scares the shit out of me. Because like when I was meditating about things with my dad, these things came up that I've painted these illusions my whole life. I'm 40 years old. I've painted these illusions of like all this bad stuff this man did in my life. And it's all fucking bullshit. And it's all coming up in the meditation. It's like, that really wasn't how that was at all. You attached that as a memory and like you held on to that to maintain that victim mentality your whole life that felt so comfortable and so right. And now that I don't play that victim card, like all this stuff is coming out, and it's all through prayer and meditation. And here's the other thing, man, like I need you guys. This isn't like, I'm not saying like, hey, peace out, I'm praying and meditating, I'm done with NA. Like, this is all part of the process. Like, if I don't run it by the guys in my we, the people that I respect their recovery, my sponsor first, like, you guys guide me to it. But I have to take it inward, and I have to take it to the God of my understanding, and I have to listen. And the answer doesn't always come. I don't want you guys to think that I sit down, I pray, all right, God, I'm ready for the answer. I sit in a perfect meditative position, and the answer just comes out. It's never like that. Ever. Has it ever been like that? It might be a month later, I'll be driving and be like, oh, shit, there. Okay. Now it's making some sense. You know, now I can connect the dots. And it's just one of those things, man. Like, when I was going in step 11, I went to a retreat in Butler, and I talked to a guy who's a legit Buddhist monk. And when we started talking about meditation, I'm like, man, I can't get out of my own way. I sit there. Where I live, I literally live out of a dog kennel, if that makes any sense. So pretty much 90% of my day, you're going to hear dogs barking. I live close to the Pittsburgh airport. You're going to hear planes flying overhead. It's not exactly the most conducive, quiet environment. And that was my excuse. Man, I can't meditate here. There's too much other shit going on. I'll just have to meditate. I'll have to find this perfect place to meditate. I'll have to drive out into the middle of nowhere and meditate to get anything out of this. And so I was talking to this guy about that. Excuse me. And he hit me with some shit like, what's the greatest story ever told? I'm thinking, is he coming at me with like some biblical stuff? Like, where are we going with this? I think I said like Star Wars, the best story ever told. And he's like, no, man, no. It's your story. It's your story, dude. It's like, your story is your story. And when you meditate and all that stuff comes up, it's you. It's your spirit coming alive. It's your spirit digging in the parts you didn't even know were covered up, and it just flows out of you, and let it flow. That made so much sense to me. Just let it flow. There's been times where I've meditated and just tears rolling down my eyes, and I don't know why. I don't know why. I don't know where it tapped into. I don't really care, but it felt good. It felt cathartic, and it came out. And I'm an addict, man, so I want more of that. So then I get to thinking, if I meditate all the time, it's just like this, I have to find a flow to it. I don't have a specific time in the day when I meditate. I don't have a specific time when I pray. I'm going against convention here. I don't smoke, so I'm not the guy that put the cigarettes under my bed in the morning until they get down on my knees. I've never prayed on my knees once. I'm saying I won't. But it's just not, I don't find a need to do that. I find a need to sit down and be okay with me for 5 minutes in the morning. Sit down and be okay with me for 5 minutes in the afternoon. That energy, that love, that it's always around us. You know what I mean? I just have to be willing to open my heart up to it and let it come back into me. And I'm not always great at doing that. And I had my daughters at the grocery stores a couple weeks ago, and I was having one of those days where I didn't really want to be fathering that day. I didn't want to be a dad. I didn't want to do anything. We had to go to the grocery store, and I walked into this, you know, mega supermarket, and it's just like, just hit me. I'm ready to snap out on some people. And my daughter, you know, and they feed off that. They can see it. They're getting like, oh, they're standing closer to me, and it's like, we're all tight. And I was like, you know what, girls? Let's do some deep breathing. I think they look at me like I'm crazy. And that's cool, man. I don't need, like, you know, they know what namaste means now. They see all my books. All, yeah, they get it. Maybe. They still think I'm weird. That's cool. But we did some deep breathing in the middle of a crowded grocery store, and I really don't give a shit who saw me, what it meant, but I had to take that minute. Like this, let's breathe it in, hold it, and let's just let it come back out through the nose nice and slow. And when I looked, they're both just looking at me like, what in the world is my father doing? But you know what the benefit of that was? We had fun the rest of the grocery store shopping. It wasn't like I wasn't cursing anybody out. I didn't mind when I got to the line. I was like seventh in line with like the old lady in front of me. Taking forever. It was just, I was just there in the moment. And I did that through some simple deep breathing, you know. And it's like, I learned that here. I didn't learn it from all the books I had when I was shooting dope. And I didn't learn that, you know. I might have read it somewhere, but it had no application in my life until I learned to take it, to slow it down. Take a deep breath and just let it be, man. Man, I love that sound. See, I can sit here for like my home group, Principal's First Wednesday Night. We start out, and a lot of times there's this silence. We'll bring up a topic, and it's not like your typical topic. So sometimes people don't know what to say. You always get that guy that can't stand the silence, so he breaks it. I'm always like, dude, shut the... That silence was beautiful. You're in a room with 40 addicts and no one's speaking for like 5 minutes. That is amazing. Somebody's got something to say, you know. But you just take a minute. And that's where I'm at today. Like, I'm okay to just sit and listen. Listen to that, man. That's beautiful. That's a peaceful sound to me. And life goes on, man. I don't always get a chance to sit and listen to the crickets and have 25 addicts staring at me over a fire. You know what I mean? I don't always get that. But I can do it in the middle of a supermarket. You know what I mean? I can find that peace when I need to find it. I hear a lot of people will share in meetings when the meditation is brought up, the 11th step is brought up, that like music is their meditation, or zoning out on video games is their meditation. Like that doesn't work for me. That doesn't jive for me. I don't understand that. My prayer meditation needs to be quiet. It needs to be okay to get to a point where I'm okay with myself. Enough to talk to God, put it out there in the universe, whatever I'm putting out there, and just let it flow. And it always comes back to what I need it to be. I've never been disappointed when I meditate. I've never been disappointed when I pray. I don't know, man. It's like the expectation thing is a huge piece to that for me, because I can't go into it thinking, if I pray about this enough, if I meditate about this enough, this is going to happen. It might not happen. Something will happen. God's will happen in some way, shape, or form. It's never going to be my way. It's never going to be in the time frame I want it to be. But that's okay, man. That's okay. You guys will love me until we figure it out. I'll love you guys back, man. Thanks for letting me share.
I'd like to introduce the second speaker. It doesn't have any information for you, Jill. Jill W. from the what group of what? What's your home group in area?
Sunday night, everything is everything.
Okay.
Newcastle.
There we go.
I love you.
I'm Jill. I'm an addict. I want to thank Alex for asking me and the everybody, really. It's an honor. All day, like, I got up early and I went to work, and work's really hectic. There's a lot of talking, a lot of opinions, and a lot of energy, and so I did that all day, and then I drove and got here, and I was just, like, completely, like, spaced out, like, in my head. I feel better now, but, I went to and, like, you know, prayed. I was reading too, and I was trying to, like, it wasn't, like, registering, like, because I was too nervous and I was too in myself, so I was, like, reading and it just wasn't registering, and, like, I just needed to, like, pray and sit still for a minute, and I even, like, held my ears shut because there was, like, people talking, and, like, then I could just hear my breath, and And then I, of course, like to look at the sky and, I don't know. I like connecting like that. But so I feel better. I grew up Catholic, and so I was taught prayer, you know, really young, and I prayed a lot, and I didn't even really know what I was praying for, but I had to pray. I mean, I was, like, ordered to pray a lot, so I prayed a lot. So I also had a lot of fear, so I prayed a lot based on fear. Like, God, please help me. God, please keep me safe. God, please, I'm scared. Like, I'm scared, I'm scared, I'm scared, I'm scared. And that's where the prayer, what the prayer was for. Or anything like ego-based, my prayer was for. Occasionally it would be for somebody else, but mostly it was for me. Yeah, I thought, like, if I prayed, you know, it was like magic. It was like a wish. Like, you know, if I pray hard enough, it'll happen. God, please, you know, like, please. But the one thing that, like, the one positive thing that I think about is, like, I prayed for God to keep me safe, and He did. And, like, I think that's why faith carried over for me when I got clean. A little bit. I didn't have to, like, start from the ground up for that. I did believe in a higher power, but I really didn't like, I don't really want to get into, like, the religion part, but, like, I didn't like a lot of things about the religion. And it definitely didn't resonate, and I definitely didn't feel it, because I was, like, really self-centered still. And, I went to Catholic school for 6 years. I hated it. I went to church so much, and I never felt it. Like, the message that they were giving, I never felt it. Never at all. I just wanted to do a reading to be up in front of everybody, and, like, you know, I looked at everybody's hair and, like, you know, had fun with my brother at church and goofed off, and nothing resonated at all. And I'm pretty much positive that I never said thank you to God, like, ever. Ever. That's the one thing that changed when I got clean, is my prayer became more grateful. I didn't care about the stuff that I cared about before I got clean. All I cared about was that I was alive, and that, you know, I had a coffee, and I didn't have to use, and I didn't have to, like, feel the way that I felt my entire life anymore. I was so grateful for that. I was so grateful to find Narcotics Anonymous and figure out what was wrong with me, because I really didn't know. I just thought it was me. So when I got here, like, I did pray. I did. And I didn't even get on my knees, because I didn't believe I needed to do that. And I still don't. I believe I can make contact, like, anywhere, anytime. I can pray anywhere, anytime. It doesn't have to be out loud. But my most intense prayer is when I'm, like, truly in a state of surrendering. When I really can't handle the pain anymore. Like, that's when I really need Him. Like, I don't feel like I need Him all the time. Like, I got this. I got the books, and I read, and I study. The same as Garrett was saying. It's funny, because just recently I've been, like, for a while now, like, I found some authors I like, and I like to read a lot of spiritual stuff. But there came a point where, like, I was just studying all the time. I wasn't really, like, just being me. And, like, I kept feeling, like, insufficient. Like, I'm not doing this right, because, like, I was studying and, like, I was applying, but at some point I just kind of needed to, like, put it away for a little bit go to a meeting and just, like, be. And reassure myself that I had all the tools that I was reading about. I already have them. They are all inside me. Like, I just need to chill and just do it and just be. Instead of putting all this pressure on myself to be all these things in the books, you know. I was overwhelming. I was overthinking. And, like I said, like, and I isolate really bad. Like, it starts out, like, to connect, and then it turns into isolation. Like, it's not just solitude and connecting. It becomes isolation. And then I start to believe everything I'm thinking. And I really don't know, like, my sanity's off. And I really don't know it until I feel really alone. And then I go to a meeting, and I'm like, holy shit, Jill, you just needed to, like, forget all that shit. Just go to a meeting. Like, that's really all I need to do to connect is go to a meeting. I felt that connection right away. Like, when I got clean, like, I never felt it at church. And I don't know that, like, and I tried going back and, like, finding some different things. I've tried some different things. And I really, this is just for me, but, like, I really don't feel like I need it. Like, I feel like I get that connection with a higher power in Narcotics Anonymous. And, like, I have proof. I have total proof. Like that. You know what I mean? Like, and I look for it. I look for it. I look for things to happen, like, you know, synchronicities, whatever. Like, I love when that stuff happens because I know that there's a power greater than myself working. And it happens all the time. All the time. But I have to be, like, looking for it. Not stuck in my head, like, thinking about Jill and ego and all that shit. But, so, like, meditation, when I first tried it, like, I didn't feel like I was doing it at all. Like, I would sit there and I would, like, my mind would just da 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 da. And, like, I don't know if I did it good. I don't think it mattered. I don't think it was, there's good or bad. I don't think that even matters. I think it just matters that you do it. And I think it evolves. So I did it, but, the way, like, I get that, like, our disease is in our head, and it makes perfect sense that meditation would be in our steps to quiet our mind. And, like, I do know that prayer is me asking, and meditation is me listening, and the answer is silent. It doesn't come like, oh, that's what I should do. Like, it's not like that. It's just silencing my thoughts, really. It's quieting my mind, being able to sit still. But I don't know if, like, I have, like, ADD or whatever, but, like, I found, like, other forms of meditation that work for me where I'm not, like, thinking the same way that we think during the day. Like, when I'm doing hair, when I'm, like, creating something, I'm not thinking, like, the same way that I think all day long. And it's not, like, it's just totally different. Like, especially if my client doesn't talk, like, from start to finish, and then when I, like, step back, I'm, like, it's almost like, where was I? Like, I feel like, where was I? Because it's like I wasn't even there. And I love that. I love that I get to, like, do that every day and kind of, like, escape my thoughts for a while. But most of my clients talk too much. So there's one client. I don't know. I don't connect with Source enough when things are good, that's for sure. I feel good, but when things are, like, not going my way is when I really, 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 I'm more willing to ask for help. And, like, I'm not even really willing to take the help at first. I just ask. I just want. But that surrender prayer is when, like, I'm not... I'm just done. Like, I'm just done. Like, seriously, you can do whatever. Just help me. Like, I don't care what happens. Just help me. Just take this from me. Just take it. And, like, that's when stuff changes for me. When I finally, like, do that. Because I, like, scrape and crawl and fight and try and try and try. And I just try too hard, to be honest with you. I just really try too hard. I just really do. I overanalyze everything. And I like that. I like finding meaning in things. But it gets dangerous when I'm not at a meeting for long. You know, like if I go too long without a meeting, it's not good. So, I don't know. My gram, she was a devout Catholic. And I got to, like, go to her bedside when she was dying. And she, like, prayed the rosary every day. And she prayed all the time. And so she was, like, basically dead when I got there. But she was still conscious. But she was, like, on her way out. And I just, like, walked up and I grabbed her hand and I said the Our Father and the Hail Mary, which is not something that I pray, but I felt like that would make her feel better. And I said that right before. I thought that was really cool. I don't know, maybe it comforted her, I don't know. But nonetheless, like, being there and getting to do that was pretty awesome. And that's another thing, like, I do, I rely on, like, my loved ones who've passed. I feel more connected to them in my spirit, and so I feel like I can tap into that non-physical world easier. I feel like they've protected me, maybe. I've thought that my whole life. I don't know. So I guess I've always kind of believed in the non-physical, which is cool. I love that, like, I need to learn more that, like, I don't need to rely on myself so much. Like, I really try too hard, I think. But my life is so good, and I have proof that, like, no matter what happens, like, even when it seems like it's not the right thing, like, everything always works out. Everything has always worked out for me. Always. Always. And when I'm, like, in it, like, it doesn't feel like that, but it's, like, wretched and painful. Like, wretched. Wretched. Like, crawl out of my skin. Crawl out of my skin. Like, I need something so bad to take this away. Like dying. But not until I get to that surrender prayer. And I really, like, just give it. Like, really give it. Do things get better. And I feel like I did that when I got clean. I took suggestions and I listened and just try to share honestly what's going on. So thanks for letting me share. That's all I have.